As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
I am happy to start off this podcast with the fact that I have just finished formatting my third book for print. Now, this is a continuation book of What's the Rush, so it'll be a What's the Rush Part 2, but it will have a different title, and it's something that I don't think I've revealed to people yet. If you do know it, let me know that you know it and tell me how you know it, because I don't know if I've actually, like, I've been writing it for the last 3-4 years, so I don't know if I've said anything, or it's been a while, so I kind of forget. But I'm really, really excited about the book. It goes on to a lot more in depth than my first book, What's the Rush? What's the Rush? I was a little scared to share my opinion. I was scared to share my thoughts. And then I released the book, and I heard and back the feedback of how many people that resonated with. And I just, my heart stopped. Like, it was amazing. I actually felt so much love. And so this book goes into, like, advice kind of towards myself and how I've felt during these experiences that I felt over the last 3-4 years. And I talk about love. I talk about death. I talk about heartbreak. I talk about breaking up with somebody. I talk about finding yourself. I talk about finding love in yourself and in your partner at the same time. I talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, okay, I got to stop saying I talk about it. You obviously know I'm talking about something, but I'm just really proud of this book, and I'm excited for it to be out in the world. I don't know when that's going to happen. For those that don't know, the last printer that we had actually just, like, disappeared. They took our money and ran, which is super unfortunate, and we have no idea where they are anymore. Like, on Google Maps, it, like, their printing service, like, does not pop up at all, so they're just they're invisible, and they stole, like, $5,000, which kind of, it sucks. It really does suck, but I guess it's for the better, because we don't have to use them anymore. But now we have to find a new printer, so it's been taking a little while. I know people are DMing me being like, hey, where's the book? And I'm like, hey, to be honest with you, I got to find the money to print it. I'm self-published. I'm working on a publishing deal in India, but I've never had a publishing deal in Canada or the United States. I've been trying. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. I've been trying for years and nothing. So I've been doing it all by myself with my manager, and we fund the whole project, the printing, which is a lot of money, the design, the editing, the formatting, the writing myself, and the storage and the shipping is all on us. Everything that we do is by ourselves. So I really appreciate it when you support it. And same with Stay You. Like, the Stay You brand is all done by my manager and I. My manager's name is David, and he's in Savannah, and he does all the American orders and all the hoodies, and then I do all the Canadian order books. And it's just us two. So I really appreciate it. Every single time you guys buy something from the store or just DM me saying, hey, I really like the stuff. Like, the support is unreal. So thank you. Now, today's podcast, there's three things that I touched on in a TikTok of mine, and I wanted to kind of expand on it. There's a lot of things that we are told to do in order to love ourselves, in order to follow this line of self-love that every influencer kind of just like goes on YouTube and says, okay, this is my morning routine to self-love. It's like, you don't do this. You don't do this. Like the only time you do this is the only time you do this is because like you were broken up with and you go through a revenge phase and you're just mad. You're single and you don't have any aspect of your life that is changing. Like things change in our lives that we can't have these like insane routines. Like a lot of us aren't privileged enough to have nothing in our lives change and be stable completely. And so it's just not relatable for a lot of people. And not saying that what I say is relatable for a lot of people, but I've experienced a lot of change in my life. And I feel like I play a solid middle ground in a lot of the influencer world. And I just wanted to share these three things to help you love yourself. However, it's not three things that you need to do. It's three things that you need to stop doing, right? Because we all do too much. We do so frigging much for ourselves that we just, we can't even acknowledge it. It's to the point where we have to ignore it. We're always talking to ourselves like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again. You know, like it could be not eating properly during the day. And then at the end of the day, you're like, oh, I'm really hungry. I'm just going to have like this ramen noodles, instant noodles, whatever. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. We're putting ourselves in poor positions that we have to be able to do that. And that's okay. It's okay. Now to repeat that process every single day, that's when it gets not okay. That's when we have to step in here. It's okay to have some hiccups, right? Like not every day is a perfect day. Actually, no day is a perfect day. However, you are the most perfect you because you're only you. So there is opportunity for change. So we're going to find it. So here's the first thing you need to stop doing. And it's going to be controversial. Obviously, that's just like the way I roll, apparently. The first thing is stop trying to feel happy, right? I know that's the whole point. That's like the thing, that's what we're trying to do, but stop doing it. Have you ever noticed that whenever you like overthink about one thing, or like you can't stop focusing on just like one thing, that you like hyper-focus on it, that it just doesn't fulfill your needs? That even if you accomplish this goal or you completed this task, you just feel kind of dead inside. Well, that's because you're trying to live, right? We don't need to try to live. And I know that's a fine line. Let's acknowledge that. But life is not a game. Now, you should strive for happiness. But trying is a losing strategy, and life is not a freaking game. There's no losing in life. There's only living. And when we try, we always feel that we lose. But you're not trying. You're literally just doing it. You're doing the best that you can. And I think that's something to acknowledge. And just like trying to feel happy all the time and not acknowledging how you actually feel isn't going to do you any good in the long run. It's nothing that is going to boost you forward. I know there's this mental state where we're like, okay, we need to envision ourselves being happy and that's where we're going to be. Yeah, but we also have to envision ourselves problem solving. How do we get to that spot where we are happy all the time if we have so much shit to deal with on this end? Grass is always greener. Okay, well, look at my lawn right now. There's friggin' weeds everywhere. I got to get down and I got to pluck them. Okay, we have to start with where we are now. We can have this vision for happiness and stability and a family and loved ones and success, but we also have to look at where we are now. So stop trying to just feel happy all the time and acknowledge your feelings and be able to feel them. If you want to cry, fucking cry. You know, you don't have to pretend to be anything that you're not. And pretending to be happy all the time sounds sad. Have you ever had, do you have that friend? I think we all have that friend that's like golden retriever happy all the time, but they break down. And that's okay. That's all right because they're human too and they're allowed to. But it's just a little harder for them because they push everything to the side and just are being happy all the time. But then when they get home, they don't know how to deal with those thoughts. Because they have no coping mechanisms. And it's hard. It's freaking hard. Now going on number two. Wait, I feel like I should end that a little better. It's hard, but it's doable, okay? You can definitely make it. You're strong, you're capable, and that's kind of leading into point number three, but you can do it. You just need to live. You need to stop trying to live and just live. I feel like on the internet and everything nowadays, it's just like, there's so much cancel culture. There's so many things that we're doing wrong. There's so much going wrong in the world. And it's just, next thing you know, like, here's advice that you need to be doing in your relationships in order to not feel this way or not have your partner cheat. And it's like, oh my God, there's so many things. There's so many instructions that we need to be doing in order to not have things happen. I'm here to tell you to just live. This is just like an overcorrection of people. They have a mic and they have a following, and they're posting stuff to make you feel like you need them in order to move forward. Oh my God, I'm kind of going into my other points here. So let's go into number two. Number two is stop saying yes when you really want to say no. This is something that obviously I think we all need to start doing. I know there's the whole movie, it's a Say Yes movie, and it's like about taking new chances and doing things that you didn't think you would want to do and coming out of your comfort zone. And that's a good thing as well. But you also have to understand that you need to recharge. You need your moments of saying no. There's so many things that I don't do with my friends because I just, to be honest with you, I don't want to. It's just not something that I enjoy doing. My friends go on this trip every year and they rent an Airbnb and there's like 12 of them. And it, you know, it sounds fun. But for me, I'm not somebody that likes sleepovers. It's just not, I just don't.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
I really like it. I like sleeping in my own bed. I think a good sleep is what makes me me. And I like eating. I'm a person with a high metabolism. I like going to the bathroom. I like having my own bathroom. I like feeling comfortable. And there's times, obviously, when I'm uncomfortable. But for me to pay that, for that money, for me to pay to go and be uncomfortable with people that I love, to be honest with you, they can go have some fun. And I'm going to be here. And that's okay. I don't necessarily experience FOMO. And I let them go do that. Oh my God. Why am I saying I let them go do that? They go do that. I say no, I'm out. Now, the reason why I said no this year, I really wanted to actually go, but I bought a house and I decided to say no because there's also other reasons, right? For me, it was financial. I was like, I just spent a buttload of money on a house. I've been renovating it for the past 6 months. I should probably save some money. I probably don't need to spend $500 on an Airbnb for two nights. It's probably just not something that I should be doing right now. And that's okay. And your friends can tease you. They can make fun of you. And you don't have to tell them the answer. You don't have to tell them everything that you're doing, right? You just have to understand why you want to do something and why you don't want to do something. So if you say no, explain, right? Don't be an asshole. Don't just be like, no, I don't want to. Be like, no, to be honest with you, I spent a lot of money on my house and I think it's best that I save. That's a great response. I think that's amazing. Or no, to be honest with you, I feel like I want some time alone tonight. I feel like I haven't had enough time to recharge and I just need to do it to be in a really good spot for myself. Who's going to say no to that? Who's going to tease you about that? The person that teases you about that is a person that needs that themselves and they're jealous that they didn't stand up for themselves. So I'm proud of you. If you're able to do that, I'm proud. Or even if you're able to think about it, I'm proud. That's amazing. And because there's a lot of people who are going to guilt you into doing a lot of things that you don't want to do. And sometimes those end up being the best memories with your friends, right? But listen to your gut. Just listen to your gut. Trust yourself, okay? So number three, stop convincing yourself that you need anyone else. Now, this is not to say that you can't work on something with a partner, or you can't do a group project, or you know, you can't call your mom when you don't know how to cook something. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you need to give yourself a little bit more credit. You need to allow yourself to fail and allow somebody to help you versus not even trying and getting somebody to do it for you. If you don't know how to cook, try first, then call your mom. Hey, I burnt my onions. What do I do here? Right? If you call your mom and you say, hey, I don't know how to cook this. Can you come cook it? Or can you cook it and bring it over and stuff? Then you're never going to know how to cook. And that sounds like a dumb. People that don't know how to cook, what are you doing? I'm directly talking. I don't like you. What are you doing? Listen, I'm a cook in my relationship. My girlfriend, she knows how to cook. She's been unsuccessful the last two times. She burnt the onions twice. But love her to death. She tries. She still can cook. People that don't even want to get in the kitchen, don't even know how to boil water. What are we doing? I know you could have a really hard upbringing and you never taught that. But there's so many videos out there on YouTube that can teach you. There's a whole YouTube channel, which is amazing. And it's like, what is it called? It's a dad, he's explaining things to you, like the dad you never had type thing. And he helps you. He's like, how to use a screwdriver, how to turn on your sink, how to shave, how to boil water, little things like that. But people who can't cook, what are we doing? It's the most beautiful thing in the entire world to make something for you and your loved ones. And for you to actually like something that you cook, to be like, oh my God, this is amazing. It doesn't have to be good for other people. You just have to like it. One of my best moments of my life was when I was in my studio apartment. I was a bachelor, whatever. And I cooked at any time of the day, whatever I wanted, anything. And parents, if you're listening, if anyone is a parent out there, if your kid wants to, when I say kid, when your teenager wants to get up and cook a meal at midnight, I know they should be sleeping. They need to get rest so their brain is able to be active tomorrow. Let them try. Like, that's amazing that they want to get up. And even if it's just like cooking KD, like, what's the harm in that? There's nothing. I get the sleep thing, okay? And I get you probably shouldn't eat and then go to bed. But they want to do something. Let them have the initiative of getting up and going to cook for themselves. I think that's such a good growth period for somebody, for a teen, and that they can feel that they can provide for themselves, that they can follow directions on a package and succeed instead of like getting to buying their first home and like looking at IKEA booklets and being like, there's no words. What do? I literally just built an IKEA furniture and I don't know. I find I'm very good at it. I hate doing it. Oh my God. It's awful. But I did one and then I had the confidence to do another. And that is you. You are strong enough. You are capable enough and you are freaking smart enough. I don't know how many times I felt stupid growing up because I didn't understand fucking math in high school. I was full of anxiety. I was a shy kid. Next thing you know, you put down freaking numbers. I had ADHD and I'm looking at numbers, letters, freaking brackets. I'm like, what's going on here? How am I supposed to understand this? When I was sitting in a classroom and I'm looking at the board, there's everybody's chit-chattering around me. There's friggin' Billy Joe G here that has their glasses on and eyeglasses too, okay? I'm not making fun of any nerds here. I'm making fun of them because they're smart and I wish I was smarter, okay? But I had somebody to my left that really knew what they were doing. I had somebody to my right that didn't care and talked. And then I had a teacher getting mad at me because I didn't understand. That's just not how it works. But that doesn't mean I'm stupid. Because I grew up and I made a career for myself and I've been doing this for the last 11 years as my full-time job.
I do my taxes. It involves math. I wasn't taught that in high school. I had to do it myself. So there's so many things that we do ourselves and we learn ourselves, but it takes trying, it takes failing, it takes effort. But I want you to know that you're more than capable enough of doing that. Did I word that right? I don't think so. You're capable, okay? You're able to do it, but it's going to take effort and practice and hard work. But you're good enough. You're not perfect. You're the most perfect you, but you're not perfect at this task. But you can do it. And I want you to know that. I'm saying that to myself too. You know, there's so many things, like, not to keep bringing up the house here, but purchasing this house, I've done everything, every reno in here with my father, other than like electrical, HVAC system, plumbing, all the things that like you have to have a tradesperson to do. My dad and I did everything else. I didn't know squat about all of this stuff. I mean, I did jobs with my dad growing up, but I didn't know. But I had a great teacher. My dad is amazing. He might not be the best handyman out there. I think he is, because he listens to me. I would give an idea and he would be like, yeah, you know what? We can try that. He wouldn't tell me right away if it would fail. He's always open to new ideas. And that's an example of something that has given me pride, given me strength, giving me the motivation to be able to try new things now and then. Because he allowed me to try and not just do it. You don't need anybody else to do it for you. You can have people to help you. But don't make other people feel like you need them in order to live. Because this life is not a game. You're not losing it, you're living it. Right? Stop trying to feel happy. Okay? Stop saying yes when you really mean no. These people don't deserve your yes when you're not fully there. They deserve you. The version of you that is real, not somebody that's faking it. And three, stop convincing yourself that you're not good enough and you need somebody else. These are all things that are going to help make us stable. And stability, in my opinion, is the way that we find some type of happiness. And it's not lost. It's in you. You just need to work around things. You need to build up that confidence in certain areas to get there. But you have to understand that it's your life and you deserve to feel okay while living it. So those are some things that I think you should stop doing. And I hope they help. I really do. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.